Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And are we beer gods now?
The dude on the beer can is a beer god.
But does that doesn't make us beer gods?
No, I think Gampar is the beer god.
Okay.
Old Irving Brewing, hello.
This is a pale ale, a 5.5% pale ale. This is very tasty and very unique.
Mosaic and Rewaka. I think Gambrinus is the guy on the can. We couldn't really make this out because we couldn't find anything on Gampar. But Gambrinus, we know that one of the top breweries in the country is named after Gambrinus. Fucking the guy that the crew that owns, I want to say Trumer Pills and Shinerbuck.
Okay.
That parent company.
Oh.
Okay. It's called Gambrinus. And this dude on this Old Irving beer, he is also Gambrinus. He is a beer god.
Yeah. So this beer has like a almost like a floral, herbal taste to it. Like, almost you're just, like, really drinking the hops.
It's here. Very dry, and it's so low ABV that the hops are coming right through. Like, I mean, it's still got a nice body. It's not, like, thin and watery. But it's right. Very hop forward to be a small beer.
Right, and usually, you know, I often, a lot of time, like, the pale ales that are, like, very refreshing and light and more towards that, like, the pale lager kind of, when okay. That was kind of happening. Those are kind of like pale ales I typically go for. Or, like, a daisy cutter pale ale. Like, this could almost be an IPA. This kind of fits somewhere in that in between. Yeah. Like, you're getting a lot of hops and stuff, but it's not bitter. And it's not too light. I don't know. It's weird. It's different.
But it's got a different story. It's got a different story to tell than like a light, zippy, fruity hop pale.
Right.
Or like that fresh hop pale, like new grass kind of smell. It's neither one of those.
Yeah.
It's got a lot, a little heavier hop tone.
Right. Yeah. And it's got a taste. I keep drinking it, being like, I've had that flavor or that taste before. I can't pick it off what it is, like either something I've eaten recently or drank recently.
It's almost like they leaned in to the bittering hops more, you know? Like sometimes you get those layered hops and some of them taste, I don't know, bright for a lack of a better word, but bright could be anything. Bright and fruity is what I think of when I think of fresh hop taste. It seems like these are hops that have a more bitter character on purpose, it seems like.
Right. I don't know. This is the first beer, I think, in a little while. I know we were drinking, like, Supermassive last week on the last episode afterwards, but this is the first beer in a while I've been like, wait, that's different. I haven't had different in a while, and we talked about that a few episodes ago or whatever, just about, like, what are we looking for in these beers?
It's fun. You know, Trevor at Old Irving, who we've had on the show, you know, he was a chef, and it's cool. He's taking these two hops in this little 5.5% beer, and he's doing something that, you know, something that sticks out.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, because it's not just like a small version of one of the beers we've had from them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what was it? It was last beer in a glass. We were talking to one of the Old Irving people.
Yeah.
And they often don't scale these pale ales or these one-offs because they're, I guess, really not worth the price. For them to basically, like, Beezer, they can sell Beezer all day without telling anybody, but Gampar.
I think they're expensive to make, right?
Yeah.
So it's like they probably do a smaller run. But yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I think we call them little, 5% versus like 7 or 8%. So, but yeah, the 5% beers, like this, a pale ale, I think costs just as much as Beezer to make.
Right, yeah. And no one knows Gampar, yeah. So no one's going to come to Old Irving and be like, oh, let me get that, or be in the store looking for this one. Yeah. I originally went to Old Irving, and I picked this up, because I was looking for, they did a collaboration with Hidden Hands.
Okay.
They didn't have it.
Is it a riff on Beezer, kind of like
what I don't remember what it was. Did. Somebody, friend sent me the picture of it, and I was like, oh, I'll have to look for this, but I was surprised they didn't have it, and the person working the counter acted like I was crazy. I was like, oh, do you have the Hidden Hands collaboration? She's like, no. I didn't even know what it was.
Huh. That's weird.
So, but they had this one, which I hadn't seen, so I don't know. It all works out.
I think so.
Yeah. And Old Irving was hopping when I went in there, so. Seemed very busy. It's good for them.
Kid friendly. Easy to get to. Mm-hmm. Beer's good. The photos of the food are excellent. They do a great job of presenting pictures of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes service lacking.
Yeah.
But beer's tasty. Anyway, I just have to bring up that Nick told me before we start recording, he's never seen The Lion King.
That's true, because
And I, this yeah. is like
tutoring my kid in some math and a Beyonce's Lion King music was it visual album was on Disney Plus. Okay. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. It came out in 2020. And I'm like, oh, they remade The Lion King in 2020.
The live action.
Right. Like so a, it wasn't the, a it was
not,
a Lion
King. Not the and.
And
the,
you know, I you come to my place, I play music and I watch the TV, but the TV's down. It's basically like a screensaver. Just okay. So and I'm like, you know what? I didn't know this was. I had never heard this album, and I ain't never actually seen The Lion King. You know, same thing she said. She's like, we should put it on. I'm like, no. I know Simba and Mustafa. I've never seen The Lion King.
So I don't know. I just had the people needed to know this.
Sheltered, man. I live a sheltered life, man.
The only other stop I made this past week was Lagunitas.
Lagunitas Brewing Company.
I almost went to Weiner.
Well, you think we'd learn how to record a fucking show and yeah. turn this shit off, Brad.
I was going to go to Weiner, and I was like, you know what? I'll go to Lagunitas. It's a little bit more back towards where I needed to go. So and like, I think they have food, so we should be okay to have like a snack right. and a beer there.
18th and Western-ish.
Yeah. No food.
Yeah.
Like they have a sign, the kitchen's closed, but the kitchen's always closed now, right?
Wow.
Right?
That's didn't what we, you said? Didn't we just go? Well, that showed, was a year ago.
They showed the food.
It was a welcome back because they were closed for a pandemic, and it took forever making their way back. So we went about a year ago for the welcome back thing, and there was definitely food, right? I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure there was food.
So maybe this was Saturday, though. Mm-hmm. If you're not serving food on Saturday... What are you doing?
Well, they're fully owned by Heineken now.
Okay.
And I think they're making like Smittick's brown ale or some shit okay. there. I don't know if, I don't know what, this is weird because they were supposed to open a space on the roof. That was always a plan from the very first time I ever been there. They've been talking about the space on the roof. They had the kitchen and it's in a weird part of town where it's, Well, there's, I don't know if there's any other breweries over there, but then also it's in a residential area, and then it's kind of in CineSpace, which takes up like four or five city right. blocks.
So there's nothing over
it's
there.
It's almost a remote location, right. even though it's on 18th and Western. It almost feels remote, so you should probably have food.
Yeah, because I'm up there, I'm having a beer, and I'm like, there is no reason to come to this place. There's no reason to have this tap room without food here. This is dumb. They had a taco truck outside that was selling overpriced tacos because we got some. It was like $13 for two tacos out of a truck. And
that's not how tacos work.
No.
Tacos should be fun and cheap.
Yeah. And, but they're like, hey, we can kind of charge you whatever we want because this place doesn't have food and there's no food around here. Good luck.
Because you're in the middle of nowhere, man.
Right. So I say, shut it down, Lagunitas, because... This is dumb. Your beer is mostly all 7% and above, and you're not going to have food in a space most people are driving to?
It's an odd decision
right.
from the good folks at Heineken. Right? But, I mean, I guess they're just trying to save money.
So they're pro drinking and drive there, I guess, because they have bike racks. People are biking there. But
a lot of stuff you can get at Lagunitas, you could just buy at the store.
Right.
I'm sure there's one or two that you know, you can get there.
Yeah, I had something I hadn't seen, but also, I am never going to buy a Lagunitas in the store. Why would I do that? I have 300 other Illinois breweries.
Is it weird? You know, even though the guy's from Illinois and that place has been around for 7-8 years or probably more, it doesn't really feel like a Chicago brewery necessarily.
No.
It still feels like Lagunitas in the way that, you know, Stone and, you know, New Belgium feel the way they felt when you first had them.
Yeah, when I think Lagunitas, I think Sierra Nevada too. Like, they go hand in hand in my mind, and there's no way I will ever think of Lagunitas as a Chicago brewery.
I don't know if
that might just be us.
I don't know if they could go out their way to appeal as a Chicago brand, and I don't know if they were even trying to. I mean, because they're such a monster brewery, and then the whole purpose of that brewery was to have beer served from west of the
Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. So that's just the whole eastern seaboard. Right. So it was never their plan to be particularly local. They just kind of happened to be a national brew that happened to be here.
Yeah, and had some roots or connections here. That
the guy is from like Buffalo Grove.
Right.
The founder, yeah. Which is like Northwest Burbs, I think. Something
right.
like
isn't
that.
Isn't he married to Randy Mosher's?
No, Ray Daniels.
Ray Daniels.
Married to Ray Daniels' sister.
Sister, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That was one of them. Okay.
Lagunitas, man. I think we went there after opening day. Just because, it was on the way back up. So.
Oh, you did recently.
Yeah. So that was like 2 months ago. Oh. Yeah, and I noticed the same thing. I had a very cool memory of Lagunitas one time because the chef at Lagunitas used to be the chef at Wrigley. And so in 2016, when he left Wrigley, they gave him a World Series ring. Right. So he's the chef at Lagunitas and he let me try on his ring. So I have a picture of the 2016 ring, which is pretty cool. And I'm like, man, they gave the chef a ring? They must have gave everybody fucking rings. But Lagunitas was a fun stop at one point.
Yeah, I feel like when you walk in there with the like hallway and everything, it's trying to be cooler than it is. It's trying too hard to be cool, and then you get up there and you're like, your picnic tables and a bar. What is this, Heineken? Like, you... do better.
I don't know.
Be better.
I don't know. Did you do a self-guided tour?
No.
Okay.
I did not. I think I had, because I had a glass. They have plastic cups there. You have to pour your beer into a plastic cup.
The downstairs space where they do, it's just nonprofit stuff. It's not even open all the time.
No.
I'd rather hang out down there.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like everyone, it's like a big tease because you can look down into it right. And everyone's kind of like, well, what's that room? Yeah. That looks fun.
I think at this point, they do embrace some games. I think at this point, you might as well just go full on fucking, you know, Chuck E. Cheese. And just go full on Emporium at this point.
Right.
Just make it an arcade.
There's like 3 or 4 pinball machines. Like
just blow it out. Make it an arcade. And on days you're not doing the nonprofit shit downstairs, just make that a full on fucking game room. You know, foosball, mini golf.
That'd be cool.
Just blow it out. Just blow it out as a space for, you know, just an adult playland. Because, right. I mean, other than that, it's what you're describing, where it's kind of desolate. The tap room, considering how big the brewing equipment and shit is, the tap room is relatively small.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's like you lost whatever little excitement you had. I mean, but they were doing, they're good neighbors. So they would give the... anybody who lived in the area, you show them their address, they give you like a case of beer every month.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, but outside of that, right, as a beer person that don't live over there, yeah, it's kind of hard to justify going over there.
Yeah, we happen to be coming back from the south side. And like, well, that's sort of on the way home.
Or maybe they're just banking on once a year like Riot Fest, right? Because Riot Fest is right around the corner.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the only thing they care about now. Maybe. Because that's a good rush, you know, a rush of people. And then if you work out a deal where you're just the only beer at Riot Fest, that might be all Heineken cares about.
That's all you need.
I mean, and that might float your portfolio. It's kind of no different from, like, people who open up shops. Who's the cider place that was by a Half Acre and the Northmen. They closed their brick and mortar and just say, hey, we can make more money in the summer months on the river than we do.
Being open all year here.
So maybe. I don't know. We just speculate. We don't fucking know.
No. Okay. But that was my really only stop in besides picking up a Irving. What about you? Anything? Mm. Laid low this week.
Posting old photos, man.
That's
all I do lately.
We got Goose Island and the Salt Shed on Monday.
That'll be good.
So.
That'll be good. New space. Get to hear all the juicy rumors.
Right.
Get to do the tour.
There's got to be at least like 5 people still working for Goose Island at this point, you know?
Well, I'm guessing the taproom manager, the chef, and the brew staff is probably all in place.
Yeah.
I
think they opened full force on like Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
So like a week from today. So they should be good to go.
Good for them. I'm curious about parking over there.
Right.
Especially, you know, a little dinner action. So if you want to take a cab.
Yeah.
Because last time I went to Salt Shed, there was no parking and it fucking sucked.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So we'll report back on that on the next episode. There was also World Beer Cup that happened this past week.
And
weekend or
in Las Vegas, Nevada, man.
Okay. Nice.
Craft Brewers Conference. I think we've both been to Craft Brewers Conference. I went to one in Portland. That's the only time I've been to Portland. Had a fun time. Only places I went to twice were Pock Pock and what's that sour brewery where they got the
Cascade?
Yeah, in Cascade.
Okay.
Because they got the huge fucking tap room. But the patio's in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Portland was fun. You've been to probably more than one.
Been to San Diego.
Oh, San Diego.
San Diego was good. San Francisco was great.
That was the one?
That was a lot of fun, especially hanging out with Sean O'Sullivan from 21st Amendment.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've been to the one here in Chicago.
That was 2010 or 11.
Washington, D.C. was pretty fun.
Okay.
And then is that... That may be it. It's just like so 4. Yeah.
It's cool. It's not quite GABF, because it's a week long. With GABF... The GABF things are happening around GABF for a full week. But Craft Brewers Conference is like actually a week long of like seminars and shit if you would just want to nerd out on, I don't know, how to recycle hops or, you know, how to source cans and shit like that. I don't know.
I think the last one was San Diego that I went to. And then I was kind of like, what am I doing here?
It's really 4 people who are producing and packaging beer. Right? It's really for that.
Right.
But yeah, World Beer Cup results are in. 9 crews won medals.
Illinois. 9 Illinois.
8 crew? In Illinois, 1 in Indiana, 3 Floyds.
Oh.
Yeah, so they won for a Gumball Head.
Okay.
It's weird because there was an American wheat category. Gumball Head was not in that category. Gumball Head was in the English ale category. But it clearly says on the can, because I have tons of photos of Gumball Head over the years.
Right.
It clearly says American wheat ale.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on there. Maybe it's, they did come out with a new 4-pack, like a mixed 4-pack, all Gumball Head stuff.
Okay.
Maybe it was one of those that won.
I do feel like I've had Gumball Head recently. Haven't enjoyed it as much.
They tweak more than any crew I know. I don't think Behemoth, Dreadnought, only thing I like consistently is Byron Brew, and I never fucking see it. But Gumball Head, Alpha King, I feel like they all taste different from when I first had them. If you just sit at the bar with them, they tell you, like, yeah, we don't sit still. We're tweaking these things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My Gumball Head experience, the Zombie Dust, same way.
Right.
My Gumball Head experience, like, at the ballpark, not the same as when I first had it. Not in the way that, like, Daisy Cutter. It's kind of the same.
Mostly, maybe. There was a moment where it's slightly different, and now it's just like, okay, that's kind of what
Or Anti-Hero. Anti-Hero kind of tastes like Anti-Hero. Yeah. Kind of always tastes like Anti-Hero.
That's true. Anti-Heroes always taste like.
Yeah. But Floyd's, I think that on purpose they're not sitting still on these. Oh, but they had the bronze for an English ale.
Okay.
For a fucking Gumball Head. Okay, and then let's just rip through the Illinois proper winners. Tell me if you've heard of Golden Fox Brewing in Decatur, Illinois.
No.
Me either. They took a gold for Gold Furious. That is an Imperial Stout. Tonality, a place that's only been open for like 6 months or so. In Mundelein, Crystal Lake, Double Clutch, Sound Growler. Old Irving took a gold for Beezer and a juicy IPA.
Whoa, they did. Oh, shit.
So that's World Brew Cup and JBF for that beer.
Oh, maybe that's why I saw people like walking out with Beezer when I was in there. I was like, what's this Ron Beezer about? It's
a great American juicy IPA. What? That's what it is.
Okay.
Let's see. Sturdy Shelter.
Okay.
For a Dunkel. Up in Barrington, Sundial. And Brother Chimp, this is a place you went to recently in North Aurora. Brother Chimp, they took a gold for their Vienna Lager.
What?
Yep.
Man, I feel like I talked about Brother Chimp on here. It was fine. My experience there was fine. Maybe I got the wrong beers, but it felt like I was just – it was kind of like, okay, this is great for people who live over here. And I didn't think anything more than that, and it was definitely not a place I needed to go back to. Now they're winning gold.
These places can catch lightning in a bottle, you know?
Right.
I'm trying to think
of it. But are winning twice now.
Yeah, once in 2019, I think.
It was the year after
Alarmist.
Juice, yeah.
And now again.
Whoa.
And for World Beer Cup.
That's crazy.
And it looks like if you look at the top five categories with the most entries, Juicy was the top category for entries.
Okay.
326 entries, followed by West Coast IPA, second most.
What did Silent Growler win for?
Let's see. What did Silent Growler win for?
Because there's been
A historical beer.
What?
Historical beer is a category. They took a bronze for a beer called Good Familiars.
Okay. Because not that there's
What's a historical beer?
Not that there's rumors, but there's thoughts that out of the Joliet breweries,
Tinley Park,
they would be the one to close next, or could potentially close. But
if you're in Tinley Park and you're going to Hailstorm, where do you go next?
First off, I wouldn't go to Hailstorm.
Okay,
I'd go to Flipside, and then I'd probably go to the Brothership.
That's Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, but it's right there. My first pick is Flipside.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to see if I could see what this historical beer was from these guys.
And then so, what did Double Clutch? Double Clutch wins like every year. What'd they win for this time?
Yeah, Double Clutch. Looks like Double Clutch bronze for an alt beer, a German style alt beer.
Okay, that's new for them.
Crystal Lake won for a brown porter.
Mm. Crystal Lake always picks up something too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think GABF used to be every other year. I'm sorry, World Beer Cup used to be every other year. I don't know if that's the same now.
Right, because there's a GABF awards that happen every year, right? And yeah. World Beer Cup is every other year?
Right.
So is there, yeah, okay.
That's probably how it is still.
Right.
It's a smoke beer. Good Familiars is a Gradsky.
Okay.
Or a Grzycki, however you say
That's great. I feel like 2 years ago, Illinois was kind of absent from this list, right? Or that it was either GABF this past year or the World Beer Cup 2 years ago that nobody from Illinois really won.
Yeah, and a lot of good beer in the burbs because only one city brewery won.
Okay.
So there you go. World Beer Cup results.
Nice. Okay. Any of those you're going to try to get to then after you're seeing these results?
I was thinking the only one I haven't been to is Brother Chimp in North Aurora, and I've never been to Decatur. I'm not even sure what Decatur is. I've been to these other places, I think. Sundial's really good.
Never been to Sundial.
It's the old, up in Barrington, it's the old... There was a couple of brothers that closed down shop, and I'm trying to think of the name of their space, but it's that old space. Damn, just because we never really drank their beer.
Yeah.
But it's in Barrington. It's in a little.
Barrington, not the one that are.
I think I follow these guys.
Who am I thinking of, Barrington? I'm thinking of
Not Wild Onion, not Lucky Monk. No, it's the third one.
Okay, I've been to Lucky Monk.
Lucky Monk. And those are both restaurants. Right. Wild Onion and Barrington and Lucky Monk. Those are restaurants. This place was not.
Okay.
Yeah. But these guys completely revamped it. Old wood paneling. You can usually find, like, you know, Three Fontaine and Cantillon. They got wicker baskets. They really embrace.
Oh, so it's not just a brewer. It's like a beer store?
Though they have guests. They have guests. You can drink all these things on premise.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have a ton of parking lot space. So Happy Lobster's up there. A lot of food trucks are up there. They got a lot of space in their parking lot, so they do stuff on weekends. They even have, like, you know, arts and crafts shit, like the lady people out there selling flowers and shit.
Okay.
It's actually pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're a blendery. So they really embrace Belgian tradition. So they went for a Belgian table beer, like a session Belgian, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. I would go back there. Our day job's probably be going in every week.
Like every day now?
No, just once, twice a week. But a good excursion when I'm out that way is Barrington, because otherwise I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay.
So I'd probably take, that's the long answer. If I go to any of those, I'd probably go back to Barrington.
I guess I gotta give Brother Chimp another try, right?
I mean, that lager's probably not gonna make it. Well, it might now.
It's a small place.
Yeah. I think you could find that lager without going there.
I don't know. I'm curious about it.
I'm
curious, but we have a lot of good lagers in this town.
Let me be totally honest with you, Brad. Only one of them won gold for Vienna style lager, and it was Brother Chimp's lager. Okay, so there's that. But yeah, you're right. A lot more activity this year on the award front. I don't think we've had this many in a few years.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's good. It's good to get, you know, because we go to these summer places all the time.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see, hey, these places, we sometimes think they're cool, and sometimes they national awards think they're cool.
Right. Hmm. All right. I might be out that way over this weekend, maybe. It's a Brother Chimp stop. See what's up. It's a small space.
Sturdy Shelter space is interesting. So what was the Sturdy Shelter win? Sturdy Shelter is, where'd it go? Sturdy Shelter, Dunkel. They won bronze for a Munich-style Dunkel.
Okay, and they've won in the past for a couple different things, too. I want to say their Italian Pils won once or some.
Their building was built in the 1800s.
Okay.
So it was at one point a roller rink.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was a church. And it was the home of the Batavia Opera. It was an opera house.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very cool classic space. And then they rebuilt it.
Do you think roller rink could come back?
I
was kind of like thinking the other day. I was like, I definitely enjoyed going to the roller rink.
When I was a kid. They were fun. I've been bowling a lot lately.
Okay.
And then I looked up. There's like 4 bowling alleys around me.
Oh, nice.
There's like fucking Waveland. There's Diversey, which is probably the best one. There's Fireside on Fullerton, right by...
There's the Logan one.
And there's Avondale Bowl.
Yeah.
It's the only one I haven't been to.
Avondale Bowl is pretty nice. You do have to keep score there.
I know you got to write down your score. But I'd like to go to that one. That's the only one I haven't been to. But
and they make really good cocktails there.
Yeah. So I haven't been to that one yet.
Have you been to Lincoln Lanes?
Where's that?
On Lincoln, over by Beguile and stuff. It's also... It's like an old man bowling alley.
There's a bowling alley by Beguile?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right across the street on, is that Irving?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. I got to write this down.
Good, like, Miller High Life and bowling kind of place.
But, yeah, I'm more likely to bowl than roller skate, but I feel like those are in the same kind of
right. Area. You can drink and bowl. You can't really drink and roller skate.
I mean, it probably won't be as fun. I went roller skating in the South Burbs. Like maybe 5 years ago, and bust my ass frequently.
Okay.
So.
Mm. Right. I'm kind of interested in that. Okay. All right. Great for these breweries. I do think sometimes we try one and then we kind of, you know, there's too many of them, so we have to just be like, oh, that's our opinion. I'm not going back there. And so.
Yeah.
Got to go back sometimes.
If that that lager makes the rounds. I would try. It's kind of like last year at JBF when we tried Kishwaukee for the first time, their brown ale.
Okay.
I think these awards do a good job of putting them in your consciousness. So when you just want to escape the city, you have a target, you know.
Right.
It's good for that because I end up going to Kishwaukee once.
Yeah. Well, and then a good opportunity to possibly try these is beer under glass.
That's true. Next week. Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah. I think that's next week, right?
What day?
Is this the same day that Goose Island opens?
Oh, on that Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think...
Have anyone invited us?
I don't know. I was going to go
there. Do they know we exist?
We'd never go to their stuff.
We went last year.
Well, that was last year. Goose Island opens that day. I might go back to Goose.
Do you remember Goose 2 days in a week? We said this like on the last episode. I was disgusted with your opinion.
Maybe I will. I don't know. What if it's good?
You're going to go have free drinks and eat, and then 2 days later, just go back and pay for it?
Complimentary, I think, is the term. You know, herpes is free. Goose Island giving you world-class beer is complimentary, Brad.
Okay. I guess we got to find out what's up with this beer in the glass situation.
Yeah.
But so you can still get tickets, but this episode will be out after it's already done, so good luck with that. Hopefully everyone had a good time, because I can't get these episodes out quick enough.
I was listening to him, and cheers to the Malting Hour, and what's this other guy's name? Beer in Front. Because the president of the Guild was on both those shows, and he was talking about how 1,500 tickets, I think, is what they're capping at.
Okay.
But the space holds more than that. I think the space might hold double that. That for like a convention style thing like they're doing, you could put double that amount of people in there.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you know, run across these breweries, kind of scenario we just talked about. Run across breweries you've heard of or want to try, the people who work there and that might know some shit are there, and fuss over the beers with them and just kind of really go take a deeper dive. And then it's sustainable because no one's going to drive, because it's just hard, kind of hard to park around there.
Right.
Or it might be $10 to park like it is over by fucking Industry Ales.
I know. You drove last time.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. Side note, there was a record sale at Harold Washington Library.
Okay.
So $1. They blowing out 10,000 records. $1 each. Park on the street across the street from Harold Washington, $10 an hour. That's like a normal thing downtown now. Okay. $10 an hour for street parking.
Okay.
Fuck you. Rude. That's very rude. Oh, so yeah. Don't drive.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to find this out. I think that's all we got, right? Oh, a brewery called 206 closed in DeKalb, or
a place that neither Brad or I have been.
Not Decatur.
Decatur.
Carroll Stream. Closed in Carroll Street.
When I was a kid, the bills from Meritech, the phone bill, always had the address of Carroll Stream on it.
Right.
I never knew where Carroll Stream was.
Still a little unsure. I feel like it's one of those kind of wester suburbs. But
we're going to end the show tap dancing on the grave of 206. Huh? That's what we're doing.
That's it. Pour one out. Pour one out for 206, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe they... maybe they were awful people and they deserve to close. I know nothing about them.
Yeah.
But
ditto.
That's it. I'll do it. Take care.
Cheers.